you're blue and bored with nowhere to go, come to Sci FM Roadshow. It's hot, it's happening from midday to three, so all your funky groovers can be home for your tea.
I've got to say, Rez, this is a really weird time to hold a rave. I mean, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Who'd want to drop tabs and have casual sex at this time of day?
I don't know, Anna, but I can ask around. Oh, I get it. Well, we have to have these events in school time so the kids can get home afterwards without their parents knowing. It's all part of our responsibilities as a caring, sharing community radio station.
All right, I get it. So where's your hotshot friend you've been selling me for the past 2 hours?
Oh, this is him now.
Welcome, Bayou and Banner, to the Masala FM Roadshow, hosted by me, Maz Mazu. Yes, you're listening to Maz Mazu, the original Bhangra Muffin. Living proof, the Asian youth no longer wear tank tops and flares. I play the tunes right from the street, rap and funk with an Asian beat. Mama always said got a medical school, so here I am, the spin doctor of cool. Yar, I'm so street, I'm a bleeding pavement, know what I mean, guy?
He's not bad, is he?
Always said he had a great face for radio. Kids love him.
Yeah, okay. Let me hear it from the Ilford Posse. Oh! From the Southall Posse. From the West Hampton Posse. Oh, God, we got an immigrant in our midst. What happened? You get lost looking for a delicatessen. Chill, man. You're in Roots Country now. We can only get condoms on the black market and the Datsun Sunny is king. Now, let's get down with our first groove from a new songstress called Madonna, who calls herself the Asian Madonna. Here's our debut record, I'm a Virgin.
Rez, I'm impressed. Maz Mazoo's a real find.
Shanta. Hiya, Anna, this is Shanta. She works with me and Max.
Except I do a proper job. News reporter.
Politics and stuff, right? Hey, Maz, over here!
Yeah, all right, how's it going?
I just want to say I thought that was extremely wicked.
Who's the airhead? No, don't tell me. Some nice grammar school girl who's after a bit of ethnic rough.
Well, actually, she's...
I don't suppose Maz mentioned he has a meeting with me. Right now, in fact. He's supposed to be helping me with ideas for my new radio doc this week.
No, but I think...
Have you got anything in you, Anna? Would you like some?
Right, that's it. Well, thanks for your help, Maz. When you finish with your blonde status symbol here, perhaps you could wander back to the station and do some work.
Oh, sorry, Shanta. I didn't forget. It's just that Anna...
Well, there's no need to be offensive.
None at all. I just like it.
Well, I suppose I better be going then.
Anna, wait. I'll walk you to your car.
Pathetic. What is she? A secretary in Daddy's firm. And what's she doing here?
I invited her. Anna's a talent scout for Radio Fun FM. I tried to tell you. Shanta?
Can you get drunk on Vimto?
Bye, Anna. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Maz, I'm sorry. I didn't realise...
Don't you ever give it a rest, eh? Do you know how long I've been waiting for a chance like this? All those years of doing naff weddings where all I get to play is the Punjabi version of Des O'Connor over and over again to an audience made up of my aunties, who then present me with a pick and mix selection of suitable brides and ask me when I'm getting a proper job.
I know you've paid your dues. We all have.
Or gigs like this one. Background music for pubescent heavy pecking. Music to ping brass straps to. Can do more than this.
You're doing a great job at Masala FM.
But Radio Fun FM, man. The big time. One of our voices on mainstream radio playing our tunes. Think what that means, Shanta.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I blew it for you, Maz. I thought... I'm so used to you forgetting... Oh, sod it. Listen, let me give you a lift back. It's the least I can do. Anyway, we'd miss you. That Anna will be kicking herself in the morning.
I hope not. She offered me the job.
What?
Yeah. She's getting her bosses to check me out at the next live gig. Just a formality, she said.
Right. Well, I hope making me grovel for 5 minutes means I don't have to say congratulations.
Oh, that's really sweet of you, Shanta. Cheers.
This is Auntie G on Masala FM, your favourite agony guru and sexologist. And I'm operating the switchboard today as Mr. Rez seems to have gone on a very long toilet break. Anyway, let's see how together we can make the world a better place for our respected elders. Caller number one. Caller number one. Come on, hurry up. Are you deaf or just stupid?
Hello?
Hello, you're through to Auntie G.
Hello?
Yes, yes. What is your problem besides being senile?
No, sorry. Go away. Wrong number.
Well, according to my list, that was someone from the Euthanasia Society. What a good bit of PR. Well done, whoever you were. Caller two, Mrs. Patel from Heringay.
Yes, Auntie G. I'd just like to say not all elders are helpless, you know. I do rock climbing, judo, run my own pickle company, and I'm 93 today.
Well, that's marvelous. Happy birthday indeed. But this is a very bad line. Where are you?
Oh, just clinging onto a rock face. I'm doing a climb for charity. £50 for every 1,000 feet. Huh? I'll just waggle my mobile around to get a better...
You see? They really can't be left on their own. It's so sad. Caller three, Mrs. Sikka from Walthamstow.
Hello, Auntie G. I am a sweet old lady who does nothing all day but massage my feet, say my prayers, and moan in a non-menacing way.
At last, a normal old person. And I bet your family adore you and wouldn't dream of putting you in a home like these English kids do. At least that is one thing the Asians can be proud of.
No, this is really interesting.
Just put Radio Fun FM on a mole. I want to check out my future colleagues and their playlists.
Oh, how soon they forget, eh, Maz? Will you stop invading my personal space, please? Will you stop leaning on me?
Why have you got this tuned on a preset? I just want to see if I can find a...
Maz, I can't see the road! Will you just... Oh, my God, did we hit her? I can't look.
Hello, Mata G, are you okay?
I would be if you weren't standing on my hand.
Oh, let me help you up, Mata G. Are you injured? Does it hurt anywhere?
Just my foot where I slipped on an aubergine. My shopping bag broke, you see. Oh, so nice of you to stop and help me, Betty.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what we were doing, exactly.
Oh, young people today don't usually bother with us oldies.
Not us, Mataji. We are culturally committed to respecting our ancestors.
Right, if Grandma's not dead, I'm off. I've got some demo tapes put together. Don't worry about me. I'll walk back. See ya.
Maz, could you... Well, Mataji, can I drop you off anywhere? I'm sure you must be feeling a bit shaky.
Oh, such a sweet girl. But first, could you rescue my sweet corn from the middle of this dangerous dual carriageway?
Oh, right, fine. Anything to help.
What the hell is going on? Why is my radio station broadcasting static? Her Majesty herself could be tuned into us at this very moment. Where is Rez? Where is Mazmazu? Auntie G, why aren't you at your post?
I've been holding my post on my own all morning. Enough is enough.
Ah, Sunny, my dear spouse. We have a mid-air crisis. Just pop into the studio and improvise, will you? One of your witty Bollywood anecdotes.
Oh, sure. I can tell everybody that funny story about me, the rickshaw wala, and the vibrating egg. Huh?
On second thoughts, will someone help my wife to a cupboard? Jet lag again, I fear. You are saying that our sound man has been absent all day?
I refuse to snitch, Crispy. If our young men wish to shake their chaddis in a disco instead of doing their jobs, who am I to comment?
Mr. Krishna, I'm really sorry I'm late. Don't worry about it. You're fired.
Mr. Krishna, sir, this is my fault. You see, Rez was helping me on the roadshow gig, right? And,
How sweet. You're fired too. Eh? You think I've wasted my bodily juices and considerable donations to official bodies on this radio station for this? To have it ruined by two comprehensive school morons who wouldn't get onto a YTS scheme for the educationally impaired, hmm?
You can't fire me.
I own you, boy.
Cos I quit. You think I want to spend my life in this broadcasting ghetto taking orders from a man who has a pin-up of Margaret Thatcher on his dashboard? There is life out there with professionals who recognise real talent.
You? Who'd want you, Mazu?
I'm talking Radio Fun FM, matey. I'm talking fame, money, my own catchphrase. I'm talking... Why isn't anybody listening to me?
My dear girl, are you lost?
Oh, no. I know where I am. And I know who you are. That noble profile. That coiled energy like a panther waiting to strike. So honored to meet you, Mr. Krishna.
Check out that babe, man.
I'm checking. Believe me, I'm checking.
Girl, what's she doing? She's touching Crispy's feet.
My dear girl, there's really no need.
Oh, no, please. I am a traditional Asian girl who believes firmly in our values of respect, family and tradition. That's what all my songs are about. You may have heard of me, Madonna.
Isn't she the one who wears pointy bras and sings about copulation?
She is, yes, but I am the Madonna for our people.
Oh.
I turn smart into suggestion, fornication into family values. I show that being a good girl still means you can have a good time. And all of this set to unchallenging middle-of-the-road pop tunes.
I played your record at my gig. It's a wicked beat. I'm a virgin, innit?
I thought you told me to keep that secret.
You played my record? Oh, thank you so much.
I wouldn't go near his feet if I were you, dear.
I'm just a simple Hindu girl looking for a break.
Well, look no further, Betty. Masala FM will promote you, I promise you that. Your blend of old-fashioned values and
Bonk me brainless eyes.
Talent, make an ideal symbol for the station. We'll play the disc straight away.
Oh, I could sing live. I happen to have my backing tape.
I'll set up the studio.
You're both fired, in case you'd forgotten.
I'm working off my 2 weeks' notice. And you're still playing static, in case you'd forgotten.
Oh, get on with it, Mizu. I'll deal with you later.
Here I am, dressed in red. A brand new bride on her way to bed. Please be gentle with me. 'Cause a man's squashy bits are something that I've never seen. I'm a virgin. Never even kissed with my tongue. I'm a virgin. Oh, I hope this isn't going to take too long. I can cook. I can sew. I love old folk and kids. I'm pure as driven snow. And I think it's great that I'm not a sad old slapper like some of my mates. And you know who you are, Pinky.
Right. In here, is it, Mataji?
Mm.
Oh, what's that smell?
Apparently it's a mixture of boiled cabbage and hemorrhoid cream.
Mm, I don't know why they're serving cabbage when there's so many Asians here. Still, I expect everything tastes the same when it's liquidized. I'll just put these bags there.
No, not there. That's the Zimmer Frame parking area.
Oh.
Just here's fine.
Okay. So, are you visiting someone here, Mataji?
Visiting? Oh, no, dear. I live here. The Sunny Pastures Residential Unit has been my home for 5 years now.
I didn't realise this was an institution. I've never seen, you know, our old people in a home. I didn't think that...
We did this kind of dirty Western thing. Bad children are the same in any culture. You should talk to some of my friends here. You won't believe the stories.
That is a brilliant idea. Mataji, you're a genius.
I am?
Yeah, well I'm a radio reporter. I've been looking for a good story. And by God, this one needs to be told. Would you and your friends mind being interviewed? I'd guarantee you total anonymity, editorial control.
Bugger that. Do we get paid?
He's hot, he's mean, he's hip, he's new. Better looking than that guy from Babylon Zoo.
Look up your daughters, it's Maz, Maz Zoo. Chilling. Woo! Yeah, and that was the kicking Madonna performing her new single, I'm a Virgin, live here in the studios of Masala FM. Madonna, come and join me.
Thank you, Mazji.
Hey, listen to G, I ain't nobody's daddy. Well, not that I'm aware of, but with my track record, who knows, eh?
You are too naughty, really.
No, but I have to say, that was one patak of a performance. Best we've had in the studio. Ask Rez, my man in the box. What do you say, Rez? Wasn't she amazing?
It's all right.
All right, it was mega. And I wish you listeners out there could have seen the dance routine. I mean, I've never seen anyone do backflips in a salwar kameez before. Wasn't it ace, Rez?
Don't know. I had a sneezing fit and my eyes were shut.
I do work out every day, actually, Maz.
I can see. That you must have been doing, yeah. So where does your amazing talent come from?
Oh, my parents. I owe everything to them. That's why I think all of us young Asians must honour and respect them with our hearts and souls and bodies, if necessary.
Cool, yeah. Your parents must be really proud of you.
Well, actually, Maz, unfortunately, both my parents have gone to a better place.
Cool. So they've retired and bought a condo in Delhi.
Stupid boy.
No, Maz. They are both dead. I'm sorry. I missed them.
No, don't. No, please, don't cry. You'll get me going. Yeah. She went out.
What's going on? Did somebody die?
Madonna's parents. She's so brave. All alone in the world and such an innocent.
The girl's so icky, she's a danger to diabetics.
But preferable to some of the lesbian feminist types we get trooping in here.
You seem to be looking at me, Mr. Krishna.
Am I? I'm sorry.
Anyway, I've decided my investigation is going to be on the plight of the Asian elderly, if anyone's interested.
I know. What about an in-depth celebrity interview with Madonna? Her life, her loves, her tears?
I know. What about a rectal insertion of a large microphone?
No, not current enough. Stick with the toothless wonders. Mustache, you can bleep me at my club. And you can let my wife out of the cupboard when I've gone. Carry on, people.
Goodbye.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
Bye. Honestly, Auntie G, sometimes wonder why I bother.
Oh, it's not so bad here. Now that I've got my free lunches thrown in, I'm quite happy.
But that's what I mean. Your lunch is Deep and Crispy's leftovers from his business banquets. We continually make allowances, expect less because we're working for Upnalook, our people.
I thought that's why you wanted to work here.
I do, but some of the scoops I've had, I could sell to Panorama, World in Action. That sweatshop expose last year, the Marriage Bureau scandal.
Samosa the elephant.
What?
Oh, that was my favourite. That report you did about the baby elephant who wouldn't eat anything but curry. Oh, so sweet.
Glad I've made such an impact.
You know, Shanta, jealousy does not become you.
What do you mean?
Just because Maz is getting out and you are not, you should be happy for him.
Jealous? Me? Of Maz? I am happy. I'm happy. I'm happy the sexist tow rag will be off my patch. You're right, Auntie G. I love it here. It's so...
I am the wife of the owner. Put me down, you goat molesters. I'm a number, not a person. No, that's wrong. Who's got my gin? It's raining, man.
Interesting.
Masala FM Asian Station. But anyone can listen.
Right, cereals. Now, the last house meeting, we agreed switching from the organic muesli to the Swiss bran flakes, yeah? Seems that the 100% natural ingredients cause the dishwasher to blow up. So bran flakes, please, Shanta. Shanta?
What? Oh, sorry, Jocasta, what did you say?
Cereal.
Right, yeah.
What's this? Chocolate nugget with extra frosty topping.
Oh, I fancy something sweet. Oh, marshmallow porridge.
I'm not having this stuff in the communal kitchen. Have you seen the E-numbers on this package, yeah?
Oh, who cares? We're all going to die one day. Alone, unloved, amongst the debris of our shattered dreams.
You're depressed, aren't you, Shanta?
I can see why you're a holistic therapist, Jocasta.
As you're upsetting the karmic balance of our house, I think you'd better tell me why.
Oh, I don't know. It's weird. It's nothing. It's...
Her!
Quick! Behind this display!
What? That's Maz, isn't it? The guy you can't stand?
Look at her! She's blowing on his neck!
Is that a significant partner, then? She looks quite ethnically sound, I suppose, yeah?
I'm going to try and get closer.
Are you spying?
Now go home and I'll see you later.
You're going to cook me rajma, my favourite.
I love cooking, and I'd especially love to cook for you, Maz. Have you got a double-fronted hob at your place?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, well, my place is being renovated at the moment, Madonna. It's just off the King's Road, bachelor pad, nothing fancy.
King's Road. Why don't you tell her you live with your mum, eh?
My place it is, then. Never mind. Once you're a DJ on Radio Fun, we could get a penthouse in Mayfair.
We?
We?
Well, you know, I'm not a modern type of girl. I've never approached any man before, but with you, Maz, there's something so strong, so right.
Blimey.
Bollocks.
In fact, I've never been with a man, and I want you to be the first.
Blimey.
Kiss me, Maz. Make me a woman.
Oh, give me some wool and I'll knit you one.
Shanta, 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 you all right?
Fine. I'm just doing my weekly bulk buy.
Right, yeah. Oh, this is Madonna, by the way.
Namaste, respected Didi.
Yeah, hi.
Maz, Janu, I'm just going to see if I can persuade the manager to play my single over the tannoy. Excuse me.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, Shanta, where you been the past week? I ain't seen you around.
Oh, busy work, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. You coming to my farewell gig on Friday? All the Radio Fun big boys are coming, plus our lot. Be wicked to see you there.
Well, I don't know, Maz.
I missed you. I'd like miss you if you didn't come along.
Well, I'll be editing my documentary, but I suppose I...
And Madonna's going to be doing a live set!
I can't, sorry. But good luck and all that, yeah? Maz.
Shanta,
Here I am, dressed in red.
Bye, Maz.
A brand new bride on her way to bed. Please be gentle with me. But as soon as my husband died, my daughter turned on me. She got me to sign away the house to her and then put me in this place. She hasn't visited me for 2 years. She sends money, bus, that is all.
Mrs. Doss, do you know why your daughter has behaved in such a callous, cruel manner?
She wants to pretend she's someone else. Mm-hmm. See, she. What happens is...
Oh, bloody Nora. I'm sorry, Mataji. I'll have to ask them to switch off the tannoy system before we can continue. And if I hear this crappy, insulting song one more time... Madonna, the perfect, dutiful Asian girl, singing songs which will drive us all straight back into the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. Have you heard of her, Mataji?
Oh, yes, I have. She was such a lovely child.
Oh, you know her?
I know her better than anyone else in this world.
If you're blue and bored with nowhere to go, come to Sci-FM Roadshow. Yeah. It's hot, it's happening from midday
one
to three,
time.
So all your funky groovers can be home for your tea.
Mr. Krishna, I wanted to meet my bosses at Radio Fun FM. But this is Chaz, Armando and Spit.
Hi, ciao, Chilli. I'm most chilled to meet you all also. So you're taking away our brightest star, hmm?
Yeah, we've got plans for Matt, you're right.
I made him what he is, you know. And there's more where he came from. At a price, of course.
Hi, I'm so nervous, Maz.
You'll knock him dead, Madonna. You're a star, man.
So are you, John. A top pop star and a Radio Fun DJ. Nothing can stop us now.
Except my bladder, possibly. Oh. I'll see you in a mo.
Okay.
Well, hi there, Madonna. Ready for your PA?
Oh, namaste, Shanta. Maz is preparing himself right now and doesn't need to be disturbed. I'll tell him you send your regards.
I was looking for you, actually. I was so sorry to hear about your poor dead parents.
All right, yeah. If only they could see me now.
Well, your mum's got a pretty good view from where she is. Come in, Mrs. Das.
Goody, betty.
What the bloody hell is this? Oh, I just happened to find your mum rotting away in that god-awful place you stuck her in. I'm sure your fans and the radio execs outside will be most interested in interviewing her.
Go ahead. I don't give a toss.
Pardon?
Goody, such language.
Any publicity is good publicity as far as I'm concerned. And anyway, I need a change of image. From virgin to bitch. Yeah, that'll sell.
Goody, won't you even look at me?
Mother, your check's in the post as usual. You want an increase? Talk to my lawyer. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a gig to do.
So sorry. That wasn't supposed to happen.
She'll never change. My daughter, that is not your fault. And you know something? It's not mine either. I've got arthritis. I don't need guilt about her on top of that.
I can't believe what fame does to people. I can't believe
it. Shut up. You made it. I'm Mataji, hiya.
You keep away from us, Mazmazu.
Eh?
You want to sell your soul, go ahead. You want to hang around that media monster out there in the sequin bra, you do it. But don't expect me to watch you.
But I got you a free ticket.
You're talented, Maz. But how are you going to use it? I'm afraid for you.
Now, the man you've all been waiting for. Let's hear it for Mazmazu.
They're calling me, Shanta.
Go, beta. You do what you have to. And you have to let him go, Shanta.
Shanta?
Yeah. Go for it, Mazu. But do up your flies first, eh?
Mazu!
Well, Mataji, looks like we missed a good gig.
I enjoyed our chat much more.
Oh, I will come and see you next week.
Don't promise anything, Betty.
So you don't want him then? I knew Mazu was a half-witted pretender.
Oh, no. Mazu can cut it, sure. We want him, all right?
Yes, bit.
He just needs to be more mainstream, or,
English?
Right, Anna. Lose the accent. The bilingual jokes. The Bhangra stuff. Passé, really. Punk's making a comeback.
Yeah.
We've told him about the image change. He should be confirming terms in the morning.
Oh, well, like I said, he's always been a protege of mine.
But as for that girl, Madhuni, or whoever she is...
Ha, serves you right, cow breath.
Cooing! Spit, sweetie. I'm ready now.
Wow, you look divine, babe. Right, tramp it is, people. I've got a table booked.
And I have a limo waiting.
Sorry, Ramu. I can only take 6 guests.
Ram, and there is only 6 of us, isn't there?
Yeah, right. Weren't you bringing someone with you, Madhuna?
Oh, no. Nobody important, Spit.
Great. Let's go.
Mr. Krishna.
I suppose you're going to leave me too, Shanta.
Oh, well, everybody does eventually, but for now, I'm all yours, professionally speaking.
Then for God's sake, get over to the station.
I'll do it.
Mazu, I thought you would be drunk and emotional by now, like the rest of my bloody staff in there.
I'd like my job back, if that's okay. But with a pay rise, a parking space, oh, and a free lunch.
You'll get on air within half an hour or I'll sue you for something. Free lunch? There's no such thing, Mazu. Everything has a price.
You turn them down?
Hey, they were trying to turn me into Tony Blackburn with a tan. And he's already got a tan, hasn't he? Now, it would have been nice and all that, but it wasn't me, whoever I am, innit?
Oh, Madhuna's gone to tramp.
Yeah, appropriately enough.
Now, ordinarily, I would admonish you for making an uncalled-for sexist remark.
And tonight?
Tonight? I might even tune into you whilst I'm in bed. With me dinner. See ya.
I'm a virgin! Never even kissed with my dog.
Yeah, I said I'd be breaking a few records tonight, and there goes one of the tackiest ones in history. But this one goes out to a very special friend. She knows who she is. If you're listening, I want to say thanks. Innit?
Come on, come on. Good to be back, good to be back.
Masala FM was written by Mira Sial and performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Nithin Soni, Mira Sial and Nina Vadia. The music was by Nithin Soni and it was produced by Liz Anstey.
Next week...